Blackstone presents Love and the Dream Come True by Tammy L. Gray. This book is read by Erica Sullivan and Alex Boyles. For Taylor, Luke, and Lily, your family's bravery, steadfast love, and unyielding perseverance inspire everyone who has the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for allowing me to share a glimpse of your courage in this story. 1. Cameron. Music used to be my breath, my muse, my one sure and steady force. It never quieted. Even when the sound muted and the melody faded into the walls and ceilings, still it continued in my ears, vibrated down into my core, driving me, feeding me. A siren of notes dancing through the hum of air particles and calling out as pure and consuming as the mythical creatures of the sea. But no more. Now there's only a buzz, a low vibration whispering across my pores, carrying with it a concrete truth. The music, like everything else, has abandoned me. I stare at my laptop screen, at the website of demos and the endless database of songs I neither wrote nor have any desire to perform. The label wants me to sell out, wants a more current sound, generic, mass appeal, all key business phrases that make me feel nauseous. My phone sits inches away from my fingers, and I grab it quickly, refusing to let Mark ignore me anymore. Rings blare from the speaker, and just when I think he's going to force me to leave another message, he picks up.
Cameron! Hey, buddy, I was just about to call you back.
His voice is the smooth silk of a master manipulator, which is probably why he's one of the most sought-after agents in the music industry.
Tell me you picked 10 fabulous singles and we can put this baby to rest once and for all.
I press my lips together and try to keep my stomach from churning. I've thought about their offer, Mark, and decided it's not going to work. The pause on the other end of the line is deafening. I hear his chair squeak, hear his tension sizzle through the invisible connection. I want to sing originals, I say when he remains silent. I have more I can send you. They're more upbeat, catchy.
Cameron,
he sighs, exasperated, and the hiss slithers into my bones.
They don't want original this time. They want hits. You had your shot at songwriting, and the album flopped. And hey, it happens. But this clinging to a fantasy is killing your career. The board nearly dropped you. The only reason they didn't was because, I know, you don't have to remind me.
I press two fingers against my temples and rub away the sting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?